So, Greg, I guess there's a lot of debate in financial circles these days when it comes to retirement and pulling money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, you know, for your retirement income. There's a big debate over how much you should be pulling out. What's the controversy there?
You know, about 10 years after IRAs came into play, people started trying to guess what would be a good rate. And there was a financial advisor who selected 4%. He thought to take out 4% a year, you'd have enough money to live well into your 90s. And that became the shibboleth, the most important thing you could think about if you were going to retire and start taking money out. Well, recently, a number of advisors have said, no, that's not conservative enough. You could take 3 or 2 because of that market collapse in 2008. You should be more conservative.
Well, this is sort of like one of those, you know, forecasting through the rearview mirror type of things, isn't it?
Precisely. You know, you should never buy a brand new mutual fund based on back testing. Well, that's sort of what we're talking about here.
Well, what do you think? I mean, how can I mean, first of all, I have enough trouble just trying to figure out how much money I need to sock away into my retirement funds, let alone, okay, how much should I be pulling out every year?
Well, I think 4% is a fair number. It might be best for a lot of people, but I honestly believe that you can take 5 or 6% out each year. If you take 6, that's a 50% increase over 4. So you're going to have a little more money to use in retirement. You tend to spend more early in the retirement period. Your expenses go down. You have a pension. Some people have a pension. You have Social Security. You have some savings, perhaps, outside your IRA. You have maybe some investments. So if you want to be a little more aggressive and take more money out, you don't have to be quite as concerned about it running out down the road.
Yeah, well, all those variables you just mentioned, and that kind of points out to me that there is no one-size-fits-all solution here, because maybe I could live on 4%, but someone else would have to take out 6 or 8% just to, you know, meet their basic living needs.
And I think when we look at those charts about how thrifty people are, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of people whose little nest egg is a little nest egg. And so they would be in a position where they probably have to take more just for daily living expenses.
Now, some of the guesswork comes out of this when you reach the age of 70 and a half, right? Because that's when the government's required minimum distribution kicks in.
That's right. And if you look at IRS publication 590, there's a whole bunch of tables in there that helps clarify this. But in fact, you're going to have to take out just about 4%. No matter how much money you have in there, that'll be the minimum because of life expectancies and all that sort of thing, starting at age 70 and a half.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.